Good morning.
Good morning.
If you can stand and sing with me real quick. Really quickly. No, I'm just... You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're so grateful to gather together today. We're so thankful for what you've given us, Lord. And today as we worship, today as we learn, as we dive into your word, we pray that we remember what it is to be here, Lord. That it's not the building, it's not the traditions, it's not the order, Lord. It is you. Lord, wherever two or more gathered, there you are with us. And today we pray that we can focus on the sacrifice you have given to us, that you have given it freely, not because of what we have done, Lord, but because of your grace you have saved us. Amen. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb be praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever
be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Be to our God forever and ever.
Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Got it.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great mind. There is a God.
He is alive.
In him we live.
And we survive.
From dust our God.
Created man.
He is our God.
The great I am.
There was a long time ago. A God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God.
He is alive.
In him we live.
And we survive.
From dust our God.
Created man.
He is our God.
The great I am.
Secure from life, from mortal mind. God holds the germ within his hand. Though men may search, they cannot find. For God alone does understand.
There is a God.
He is alive.
In him we live.
And we survive.
From dust our God.
Created man.
He is our God.
The great I am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set men free and evermore with him could live.
There is a God.
He is alive.
In him we live.
And we survive.
From dust our God.
Created man.
He is our God.
The great I am.
Amen. You may be seated. Before we partake in communion, I want us to truly focus our hearts and our minds on our Lord and Savior.
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth,
and we will
glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth,
and we will
glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all. And adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
And we will
glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth,
and we will
glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Amen.
Good morning, church. How's everyone doing today? Awesome. Good to hear. So this past weekend, meaning like still in the weekend, but Friday and Saturday, I had a blast at the West Virginia Dental Association. Anyone else excited for that? Is that just me? Awesome. And there was a lot of fun that had, a lot of dentistry because we're nerds. There's a couple dentists in here as well, so is that true, we're nerds? Awesome, cool. But at this meeting, I wanna show the next picture, please, Sarah. Do y'all know who that is? Oh my gosh, no. That is me, yes, Chris. But that is the most famous dentist in the world. His name is Gordon Christensen. And he is kind of the godfather of doing research to do dentistry the right way. And the only reason I showed you that was just to share how cool I am. But while I'm on this dental high, I'm gonna teach y'all some dentistry. Next slide, okay. This is a picture of an abscessed tooth. Do y'all see what I see? Probably not. Okay, so this area right here, that's called an expansion of the PDL, the periodontal ligament, and that is pretty much, I'll say it's an abscess, right? There is a big filling in that tooth. I don't know if the filling caused the expansion of that PDL, meaning the abscess, or there was decay there that caused it. All I know is that there is now expansion of the periodontal ligament causing pain on this tooth. Whenever a patient comes in, we take x-rays, we do some testing, and we diagnose properly before we do anything. And if it truly is an abscessed tooth, we have two options. Well, three options. That first option is we do nothing. It's a terrible option, but I always tell the patient we can do nothing, and yet that doesn't really solve the problem. The next option is we can take out the tooth. But then you have to deal with the issues of there's now a space there, et cetera, and some of us have had teeth taken out. We know what that's like. And then the next option is to do a root canal. So the next slide, you're gonna see what happens. That is a performed root canal. And as you see, now there's a white area in the middle of it. That's called gutta percha. It's medical grade rubber that simulates the nerve. Now, why do we have abscesses? Really quickly, this is endodontics 101. Whenever you have a swelling on your skin, it swells and it can like pop, right? And then the environment of that germy environment can go away because it pops. Inside a tooth, it's a shell, and so that nerve is trying to expand, and the only thing it can do is send pain signals. It can't express itself, although that's why we do get little bubbles sometimes or abscesses outside of the bone. But really, the only way to solve that problem is to take out the tooth or go into the nerve and take it out, called a root canal. So we have to actually go into the tooth. And it removes usually dead nerve tissue. It's necrotic. It's dead. You don't want dead things in your body. And so next slide, I want to kind of show you the before and after. You can kind of see how beautiful. I think that's beautiful, right? We got this patient out of pain, and now they're going to be able to use this tooth. That tooth does need a root canal. That is the definitive final restoration, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I think this is kind of what Jesus did to our hearts. Whenever we are living in this world, our hearts are dead. We have necrotic tissue. And yet we invite Jesus into our hearts. We invite Jesus to clean out that dead necrotic tissue and fill it with his Holy Spirit. Now, gutta percha is not the Holy Spirit, but for this analogy, let's say that it is. And so what we are doing here now, it's called communion. We share a table. We share a table invited by Jesus for us to share a little piece of bread, share a cup of wine or grape juice, and from there we can express our love for Jesus, express our love for each other, and we can commemorate the Last Supper that Jesus had. So if you have a little packet, if you want to rip open the bread, I'm going to pray over that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us here to church. Thank you for bringing people here that have never been to church. Thank you for bringing here that have been to church their whole lives. We are a group of believers, or a group of wanting to be believers, or even some people that are non-believers here, Lord, that we want to make sure they know that they are loved by you, they are loved by us, Lord. Please bless the body, the bread that is broken before us. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for that mercy that you gave us by sacrificing yourself on the cross, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And then the next thing, if you flip it upside down, 180 degrees, is a little liquid grape juice. And that's a simulation of God's blood, or Jesus' blood. His blood was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Nothing we can do earned that. He gave that to us from his grace and his mercy. If y'all could bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for that blood that was spilt, Lord. We do not deserve that, and yet we are so thankful, and nothing that we have done has earned it, but everything that you've done for us, Lord, we are cognizant of that. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for that gift of the Holy Spirit as well. And please let us go throughout this week being knowledgeable that your body and your blood are inside us, and we want to share that with the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And then finally, we're going to just say a quick blessing over the offering. The offering is our monies that go towards the kingdom of God here on earth. And we want to bless the monies that are raised today to go to that mission, to go to outreach missions, not just for the church building, not just for the church people, but those that aren't part of this church. So let's pray for that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for the blessing, the monetary blessings, the spiritual blessings that you give us. Let us be willing to let go of that to go into your kingdom, Lord. Let us be willing to show love to those outside this building, Lord. Whatever is raised today, please bless that and let that go to your mission and not our mission, not a man's or woman's mission, but your mission, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And before we go to the next one, not yet, kids, don't go. Before we go on to the children's worship, and Alex is going to come up and lead a song, Steve Kinney is out for one more week. He was out last week. We showed a video. This week he's out for one more week. And so we're going to be showing the conclusion of the series that Chris Seidman started last week. And again, Chris Seidman is a preacher out of Dallas, Texas at the Branch Church. He is someone that I grew up watching, and I would go to his I would watch his sermons because my brother and sister-in-law were members at his church for about a decade. So I hope y'all are blessed by his message, and that will be after Alex leads one more song and dismisses the kids.
All right, kids. if we can stand and sing as we allow the children to go to their Sunday school. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name. Hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. With hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. You may be seated, and then we'll start the video. At this time, if you can stand and sing with me, we're going to sing our song of invitation. Please know that on Sunday at 11:30 is not the only time that you can respond. If you know that you are ready to take on our Lord and Savior in your life, to accept the Spirit, if you are struggling, if you need prayers, if you know someone that needs prayers, someone that's hurting, someone that's sick, someone struggling, we ask that you come to one of us, a brother, a sister, an elder, anyone, because God is with us, and He is waiting to bless you. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. Lord, You are mighty to save. You are mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. You rose and conquered the grave. Yes, You conquered the grave.
Leading the songs this morning, and Carson for your communion comments. Before we close in prayer, I do want to make a quick announcement. We're looking forward to Steve Kenny returning next week. We are excited to have him here as our pulpit minister, and I just want to update everyone that we are in our process of executing an agreement that will bring him here for the foreseeable future as our pulpit minister. And as we get that finalized, we will be getting the group back together for that was involved in the search for a minister and begin the process of looking for a second minister. So if you were involved the first time and you're still interested in helping with that, we'll be in touch soon. If you weren't involved and you want to be, just let us know. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for this church family and for the time that we've had together to worship You. And Father, we just pray that we each and every one of us will welcome Your Spirit into our heart, that we can have Your Spirit live within us and allow Your Spirit to refine us so that we exhibit the fruits of the Spirit and others can see Jesus living and working in us and ultimately bring others to Him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.